It's a big 3 points for us. We've been on a good run lately, and today was a vital game for our season, really. It's pulled us back in the mix. A few results have gone for us today as well, which has helped, but just had a chat in the dressing room, and there's no point winning today unless we go again Tuesday and get another positive result. We've got sort of, you know, seven cup finals now, if you like, till the end of the season to try and get in the playoffs. Today was a big step forward, but we've got more to do as well.
They're unbeaten, Forest Green, or they were unbeaten until today, since Boxing Day. So that makes it an even bigger triumph, doesn't it?
It does. You know, they're a good side with, you know, high expectations, and they've come in today, and I think we deserve the win. You know, you can't argue about the result. You know, even at the end, they had a few chances on the break to get a couple more, and we've played really, really well. And, you know, like you said, they've had some good results. They've won at Barnet and places like that, so they're no fools. But we've shown today, you know, when we play as a team, and, you know, we have glimpses of quality and we do what we're good at, we can beat anyone in this league, and that was proved today. We need to go again Tuesday, like I said, and continue this good run of form we're on.
They've got a fairly lethal forward line of Parkin and Fleetwood, but we said many times during the commentary that we thought Brian Saar and Joey Jones were immense today to really sort of negate their threat.
They were, and they haven't played together too many times as well, so that needs to be taken into account. They did really well, both of them individually, but you know, you can go right through the team, and the two front men worked really hard, and that's vital when you're trying to stop the long balls going in. And the midfield again, you know, worked well as a unit and picked up some loose balls. So yeah, everyone put a shift in today, which you need in games like this. But those two at the back were key to the victory. Yeah.
What did you make of the penalty, John? We called it in the commentary as a bit of a reckless challenge, and a challenge that the defender didn't really have to make.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, they might look at it and say it's a little bit soft, but at the end of the day, he shouldn't be doing it, you know. And as soon as he's pushed Yemi, he's given the referee a decision to make. So I'd love to see it again on the highlights, but, you know, it's a silly challenge. If it was the other way, we'd be a little bit disappointed. But again, you know, you'd look at the defender and say, well, he didn't need to make it. You know, the disappointing thing for us going forward, we got some great positions today and, you know, didn't capitalise. But the penalty was all we needed in the end to get an important 3 points.
They had a fair amount of possession in the second half, as you would expect, Forest Green, trying to protect an unbeaten run. They threw everything at you once you'd gone in front. But in fairness, Jake Cole, a couple of saves, but he didn't have a huge amount to do, did he, today?
No, he didn't, and we defended really well. We didn't let them get too many clear-cut chances, like you said, and I think sometimes we're at our best when we let teams come onto us because we can hit them on the break. And we saw that at the end. You know, we got some great positions and we got the players with the quality and the vision to see the passes on the break, which is, you know, a key part of our game, and it has been for a couple of years now. But yeah, again, like you said, the two centre halves are important to that today, and we had two banks of four which were really compact and, you know, worked really well together. So yeah, it was pleasing that Coley didn't have too much to do, but when he did, he did it well.